Over the last 20 years, the El Paso Scene magazine has done an amazing job of comprehensive coverage of the arts in El Paso. And the Hal Marcus Gallery has done an equally amazing job of comprehensive representation of the arts in El Paso, and they are coming together in an extraordinary exhibition titled 20 Cover Girls. My guests are artist and gallery owner Hal Marcus, along with one of our local gems, artist Luba Titovitz. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What's the concept for 20 Cover Girls?
Well, basically, Randy came up to me about 6 months ago.
Randy Limbert.
Editor of the scene.
Okay.
Editor and publisher and founder of El Paso Scene. Mm-hmm. And he said, Hal, you know, I'm going to have his 20-year anniversary. Maybe you can think of something.
You think?
So I said, well,
he came to the right man.
So I said, well, let me think about it, you know. And then I thought, I can't remember when there was a last show that was all women, you know, and I wanted to do something that was all women. And then I thought 20 women. And then I thought of the covers, and then I came up with the thing, Cover Girls.
It works. It works beautifully. And so fundamentally, each of these women have appeared on the cover of El Paso Scene magazine.
That's right.
And they definitely feel themselves that they are cover girls, at least for a short time in their life.
Stars for the moment. Do you remember when you appeared on the cover of El Paso
Scene? It was a couple times, and I could say the most fascinating about this, that I met people whom I've never met in my life if it won't be on the cover of the scene, because they were some people from Fort Bliss. Mm-hmm. And the first time it was a man from Germany who was going back to Germany, and he wanted to take back a little piece which will represent El Paso. And he's seen the cover of the scene. And he came to the idea that, oh, he really wants the poster. So I need to do all this hard work and find a way how I could make a poster from that piece which he likes and make it pretty much as big as I can do, and that he could take it with him all the way to Germany.
Oh, what wonderful connections, though. And I remember meeting Randy, I guess it's been 20-some years ago, and he was very into vintage movies, classic movies, and just had such a passion about him regarding the arts, and he has applied every brain cell he has to the most organized and comprehensive representation. I mean, that magazine is the source for all things arts in this town. He's done an amazing job, and to sustain it for 20 years. So tell me, when is the opening, and give me all the details.
Well, the opening is for the reception is Thursday, October 24th. It's going to be up for a long time. It's on display through January the 31st.
Good.
And there's going to be a art talk as well, January 23rd. So it'll be up for a long time.
And this, of course, is at your gallery, which is at 1308 North Oregon, across the street from your house.
That's right.
Excellent. Let's talk about some of the women who are represented. Of course, our very own Luba Titovitz, who arrived here in El Paso 21 years ago.
Wow.
So all these things converging. How
and I could tell you it's very interesting. Today I went to that special presentation at UTEP when they want to commemorate the 100 years anniversary, and they want to artists to decorate their axe.
Oh, the pickaxe. Yes, there you go.
I'm one of the artists, which is very impressive.
Congratulations.
Nice. But thank you so much. It's definitely a very big honor, and then it's very, very big responsibility. But why I'm talking about this, because one of the really big projects which I did as a public project, it was this Del Sol project.
Yes.
And it was the first time I look at the theme of El Paso. Mm-hmm. I decided what I could do on that big ball which would be connected to the place here. Mm-hmm. And that really was the first time when I started to go around the town and make the sketches of different places. Mm-hmm. And first time being frustrated that I cannot Google enough of the pictures of El Paso. And start thinking about this. So it's really exciting that, oh, there is something else where you could more think about this and mm-hmm. do more pieces which would be related to this beautiful place, and it could be described not just to the other artists or to the native, but also to so many new people who comes here
yes.
in a few recent years.
I think you've probably described a variation on the same journey that many of these women artists have taken, the effort to extract the essence of this place. And not only the cover of the scene do they have in common, but as you were mentioning earlier, Hal, their ability to interpret where we live in their work. Earlene Barnes, for example, wonderful, wonderful artist whose mm-hmm. pieces are so distinctive and beautiful. Who else do you see on the...
Well, let me see. I'm going to read some of these off.
Absolutely.
Corinne Abeta Spindler, Maria Almeida Natividad, Natalie Baca, Stephanie Conroy, Nina Eaton, Valerie Enriquez,
oh, yes.
Melinda Etzel, Maritza Neely, Lisa Mata, Candy Mayer, Carmen Navarre, Pat Winston, Rosario Ponte, Christina Robbins, Hilda Rosenfeld, Maria Savitsky, Jody Schwartz, Jennifer Stafford Thomas.
Wow, and then throw in Tito Vetson Barnes.
Of course.
Whoa, the heavy hitters of really the feminine interpretation of
right.
our place on the landscape.
And only the person like Hal Marcus could do it.
Oh,
yay.
Thank you.
That is true. You do have this satellite effect where things tend to gather around you, just kind of stick to you like you're a magnet. You bring them into your world and figure out a way to present huge concepts like this reduced to a really marketable, fun package.
It's so important for us to be so proud of our cultural heritage here with the visual arts, you know, because we can own it. We can take ownership of it.
Mm-hmm.
We can toot our horn. We live with this geography, with the air, with the mountains, with the trees, with the people.
Yes.
And who better to speak out for who we are than the visual artists?
Well, tell me, in the gallery, the show, is it already hung or it's in the process, perhaps?
It's 90% hung.
Oh, how was the process? How many works per artist?
Well, we started 6 months ago, so people have been submitting their through email, and you know, my wife Patricia and our manager Ruben have been very diligent about looking at what we got coming in and picking mm-hmm. it out, and with Randy Limbert. So we're very organized. It's not easy to round up 20 women.
you're good at herding cats if you've been working with artists this long.
And you're doing it for a long time.
Yes,
oh, yes.
I've been here for a long time.
It takes time. Describe a few of the pieces for me, if you would, and will they all be for sale?
Yeah, of course, they'll all be for sale.
Okay.
Like Yubia has a painting of near Manhattan Heights, near Grandview Park, right? And there's pictures of UTEP, across on the mountains. All the landscapes in El Paso are there, really. Mm-hmm. And so because one of them will be selected for the next El Paso scene, which is in November. So that's the thing. People are saying, you know, I want to be on the cover again. And these are some works that have to do with El Paso. So many of the things that we see familiar in our community, you'll be seeing from the painter's eyes.
That's going to be exciting to get yet another cover out of this scene.
If I could add to it,
yes.
I think really what is so incredible, I always like this example that, we won't know anything about Egyptians if they won't leave their art for us.
Yes.
We barely could understand what they're saying and understand their language, but their visual images, they mesmerize generations after it was discovered. And as long as we could have the perception in place where we live that there is something unique and something what we could visually describe, we doing something really not just for ourselves, but we're doing it for history, and this is really what will be left after us.
That is such an important observation regarding the arts in general, not only leaving the actual objects and as much representation as we can physically, but then the beauty of the arts is that it has gone through a mind and a heart and been interpreted as to how life was at that time. And that's ephemeral unless you capture it in that way. That's a lovely observation. I want to thank my guests today, two extraordinary people involved in a wonderful exhibition, artist and gallery owner Hal Marcus, and at the Hal Marcus Gallery, 1308 North Oregon. The free exhibition will open on Thursday, October 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. The exhibition is titled 20 Cover Girls, all women artists who have been featured on the cover of El Paso Scene magazine, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary. The exhibition will continue through Friday, January the 31st. There will be an art talk on Thursday, the 23rd of January, from 5 to 7 p.m. And of course, among the 20 women artists, my other fine guest, Luba Titovits, who in her 21st year as an El Pasoan has come to distill the beauty of our area in her amazing paintings. For information about the gallery or this exhibition, you can call 533-9090 or visit halmarcus.com. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you very much.